The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
News Radio 92.3.
Wow.
Informative, local, dependable. We were doing the disco dancing in here.
I've never been so glad this wasn't on TV in my life.
Pensacola. All right, I got to do the legal stuff. Pensacola expert panel here with Meg as we play Tragedy. That was a request from Stacey Orms, who is with Avalon HR. And Kirk is here with us. Kirk Waters, he's business development. Stacey is their benefits manager. Got lots to talk about, but that was fun. Got a little disco dancing in right there.
If you don't like the Bee Gees, there's something wrong with you.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, how could you not dance to that song, right?
Just although happy, I'm not sure, music.
Happy music with the word tragedy in it.
Yeah, well, it's got a good beat. I can dance to it.
Oh, my goodness. All right, guys. So much is happening. I know there's a million questions. So if you're listening this morning, we are talking to Avalon HR. There's a lot happening now with the state and with the federal. So if you have a question, 850-437-1620. So what are the questions you're getting now from all your folks and all your clients?
Tips, yep. And more tips.
Aha. Okay, what's the story?
Well, we talked quite a while back when both candidates were on the campaign trail. One of the promises they made was to eliminate the tips, the federal income tax portion of tipped wages. Okay, and now that bill has been introduced. It is not, nothing has changed as of today. We've been getting this question from employees, employers, everybody across the board. As of right this minute, not a thing has changed. The only thing that has changed in the last year has been in regards to Alabama state tax on overtime. And that was eliminated about halfway through last year. I think it was June 1st, June 1st. That has been in effect, and that will continue to be in effect. But as far as eliminating that federal income tax piece on those tips, that has not happened yet. You know, there was a time I would sit here and confidently say that would never happen. It's not going to happen. But today, just being completely honest, I really don't know.
Well, I mean, it's passed the House. It was part of the big bill that was passed, you know, yesterday by about a 4-vote margin. But so it is through the House. It's got to go through the Senate. It's, you know, they got to come to an agreement between the two houses of Congress, and then they've got to get it through the president's signature. But, you know, one thing to keep in mind about this, because it was always presented as no tax on tips. Well, that's not absolutely true.
Correct.
It's no federal income tax on tips.
Okay, that's interesting, because it is confusing.
Yeah, if you live in, let's say you're a server in Alabama, you're still going to pay state income tax on your tips, because that's not been changed.
Okay. I didn't hear that. I heard no tax on tips. As a former server, I got all excited about that.
And that's what we're going to get. Okay. And the other thing is there's three others that will continue to be taken out. One of them is FICA. You know, that's going to be the FICA tips. 7.65 is taken out on the employee side, and the same thing on the employer side. Now, we've talked before about the FICA tip tax credit, where the employer can get that credit back from the government. But that's not the employee. The employee, they both still are going to be paying into it. Mm-hmm. So even if this bill passes, it's only federal. And then you'll also still be paying your state unemployment and your federal unemployment.
Right. And
so those
FICA,
are still going to be paid.
Just for clarification purposes, FICA stands for the Federal Insurance Contributions Act.
Okay.
So that is not your federal withholding, as Kirk pointed out. And it's still... That goes towards your Social Security, Medicare benefits, and things like that. Okay, that will not be eliminated, period.
So you will still see some deductions on your check.
Absolutely, absolutely. But here, just, you know, thinking out loud here for a moment, and we've had this discussion at the office a few times, the problem I see with this moving forward, you know, I'm a salaried employee. Okay, that's how I earn 100% of my income is salary. Whereas a server or any other tipped industry, they get a base wage and then tips. Well, where exactly do you draw the line on what is income? Okay?
That's a good question.
Right. So why, if we're going to make this whole section of tipped income exempt from federal income tax, well, how does that affect those of us that work on commission, such as our salespeople? Mm. You know, they get a salary plus commission.
Mm-hmm.
I'm salary only.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't a portion of our income then be tax exempt? Why are we just focusing on the tips when, for governmental purposes, and I'm talking big picture, folks, so don't come at me. You know, it's at the end of the day, it's income. It all goes into that income bucket. So where do you draw the line on what's distinguishable income?
That's very interesting. I've never even thought about people that are commissioned. And then now, and I don't know the law yet, but is it specifically servers in the restaurant industry and hospitality?
No, it's not. I think
so how does that work?
Will go into hairdressers or massage, you know, anybody that you actually give
tip
to
service.
For their service is what that can can be. Now, if it's a situation where my understanding is if you if it's a different type of thing and you're giving a lump sum tip maybe for a banquet or something like that, that's going to
like a
catering
thing.
That's a little bit different. It's not to the server themselves or whatever. So there's a little difference. And of course the state and federal unemployments are paid for by the employer. But just to say, there are other things that are gonna come out of that. But for the employee side, it would only be federal income tax. It is not anything else covered under that law.
So you said it passed, but we don't yet know yet when it's going to be implemented.
Right.
Well, it's
right.
not. It's past the first the hurdle.
Yeah, the
first
house.
Hurdle. It's
not
through the house. Done. And then, you know, there's a lot of, you know, like I said, that's billions of dollars of revenue right there if you wipe that out. And like I said, there was a time when I would confidently sit here and say that is not going to happen. As a matter of fact, I think I did. Mm-hmm. I'm almost positive I did. But, you know, we've seen a lot of things that I would have said would never happen. So, you know, it's just kind of up in the air. And it's something, you know, to keep an eye on, stay on top of. But, you know, just know right now that nothing has changed as of this moment.
Right.
We cannot just say, well, we think it's coming, so we're just not going to submit your taxes on your tips. We can't do that. You know, that would get us in trouble. And as an IRS-certified PEO, believe me, we would get a phone call probably within about 5 minutes of failure to submitting those taxes.
And our clients will not be surprised. We will keep them. Stacy does an amazing job of keeping all of our clients up to date with what's going on. So when that we get a date that comes, if it comes, Stacy's going to put that information out well in advance. We have, I don't know how many restaurants have clients.
A bunch.
Yeah.
And so we are going to let them know that information well in advance so they can, you know, they can be prepared to make those kind of changes they'll need to make.
So someone that does not have you to help them out through this quagmire, which might get very interesting by the end of the year, right?
Right.
So then I would be inclined to say, get yourself a good company like Avalon HR because your PEO, your Professional Employment Organization, correct? I get the acronym right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So that matters, the credentials, the fact that you are staying on top of this as well as you are. I mean, you need somebody that knows what they're doing because a lot of small business owners, and especially the nonprofits, you only have a small staff. You've got one person that's the CEO who's trying to navigate through these waters. It's very difficult. And it's a full-time job.
It is. The first thing, I mean, we share information often. We're constantly sending each other things. It's like, oh, did you see this? Did you see this? Have you seen this? And, you know, one of the first things I do in the morning when I come in is I'm a member of SHRM, the Society for Human Resource Management. I am certified as a SHRM professional. I've taken a very rigorous test to earn that certification. It was not fun. And, you know, again, that goes back to having the affiliations, the associations, and the certifications needed to keep up with each part of this. But the first thing I do every morning is I sign in. I look for any changes, anything that's on their heads-up radar. They send me regular alerts of being like, hey, you know, are you looking at this? Like, you know, this could impact you. And so we stay on top of those things. We're constantly, you know, networking and staying on top of, you know, concerns locally and for our clients in other states. We, you know, keep an eye out for them and any changes and things like that. So it's very, I said, for an average business owner, it'd be almost impossible to financially afford all these certifications, much less the time. You know, they say to pass the SHRM CP exam, I forget how many hours. It's close to 100 hours that they recommend that you prepare and study for this exam.
Wow.
It's not fun. Right. It's not easy. And I'm so very glad that it's a one-time thing.
You know,
I have to keep my continuing education credits. I have to recertify, right, you know, every couple of years. But, you know, that's fun. But, you know, just being part of an organization that has all these affiliations and certifications is a big benefit in itself.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, talking with our friends from Avalon HR, Kirk Waters, and Stacey Orens. So many things to keep track of. If you have a question, they definitely could help you out. So just text that in at 850-437-1620.
Right. And you know, we talked about restaurants, and that's a big part of what we do. But, you know, we've got medical practices, attorneys, light manufacturing. I mean, anything that you could possibly think as far as a business goes. We have people that, you know, government contractors, that contracts are ever changing.
We have a company that makes batteries.
We've got a company that,
that random
got with us that is opening another independent company. They're a client, and they're going to have 5 employees in 5 different states. So how do you go about as a small business owner knowing, you know, what the laws and the regulations are in five different states.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't do it. Stacey and our staff in the tax department, everybody, they can do that. Our payroll people, our HR people, our workers' comp people, we know we're registered in those states to provide workers' comp coverage, to provide our services, and it's all legal and it's above board.
Well, speaking of taxes, we're in the season now. Yes, the W-2s should have already gone out. Everybody should have them in hand. Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of changes, of course, coming into 2025, and deadline's April 15th, I believe.
To file your personal taxes, yes.
The personal.
I was thinking they got extended because there was something to do with
I thought I heard something too. I wasn't here. Something, yeah.
There was some reason that it got extended, maybe a week or something like that.
See, there you go. There's something I didn't know.
For people in Florida, and I don't think I'm speaking out of turn on that. I think.
Okay, well, we'll look into that and make sure. But this is where you can certainly help a business take care of this, make sure everything is all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
Well, and you know, part of that bill that was passed also is things like no tax on Social Security for those of us who are, you know, over a little more seasoned, let's say, than some others. So, not drawing it yet, but that's going to impact me.
If you like the Bee Gees, that's true.
That's right.
No comment.
If you know the movie that song came from, you may be on Social Security.
Yeah.
You might be. I'm the youngest person in this room, and I picked the song this morning.
We could do a whole show. You might be on Social Security.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll find, see if we can find out that answer on the tax thing and the extension, which you can find that at irs.gov, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
That's an easy one.
And I think that's, you know, they do for different states. And I think it may be a Florida specific thing because of the storms.
I know our filings for our audits were extended. Our 5500, which is the form that we have to file, letting the state know what benefits we provide, where we provide them. It's a full transparency kind of thing that goes along with our certifications. That deadline has been extended. Our audit has been extended because of the hurricane damage. We were allowed some extra time to do that, which I'm very grateful for. But there's, you know, there's a lot happening. We're coming up. We just got our insurance renewals in this week. I've been working on those, getting ready to send those out to our clients. You know, we did have a small increase in our health insurance, but our dental, our vision, and all of our supplemental products have remained at the same price going into, I think this is about the fourth year in a row.
That's so really good.
We've managed to hold those at a very, very good point. You know, health insurance is one of those things. It's just one of those things. I don't
mean to laugh, but I mean.
I have to laugh sometimes or I would actually cry. We've been very fortunate that most of our plans and our clients' plans have seen a single-digit increase. And honestly, folks, that is amazing in this current culture. And I talk to people all the time. You've got to look at, we offer PPO plans. And what a PPO plan means is, you have co-pays associated with everything, and that's really the way to go. But here's what trips people up, and this is what took me a long time to get over in my mind. I thought our broker was going to knock me out because it took a while to get this through my head. With the co-pay plans, co-pays are not deductible accumulators.
Really?
Absolutely not. So every time you walk into a doctor's office and you pay that $40 co-pay, you pay that $40 copay, you're out, but that $40 does not go towards your deductible. Okay. And people, I'll include myself in our generation. We grew up, the first question we've always asked an insurance, what is my deductible? What is my deductible? Well, on a PPO plan where you have those copays, that really is not as important. Because if you work it out and do the math, realistically, the only way you're ever going to hit that deductible is to have a catastrophic event in which you also meet your out-of-pocket max. And at that point, the deductible means absolutely nothing. I mean, it's going to be difficult. I mean, if you go into a hospital, it's copay. If you go to the emergency room, it's a copay. If you have an outpatient surgery, it's a copay. So with a copay system, you're actually saving a whole lot more than you would be on a percentage plan where, you know, it says, okay, your part is 40% of what? Like, you don't know ahead of time. You know, it could be 40% of 1,000. It could be 40% of 10,000. You know, we're working with someone right now who has a bill that has well exceeded $600,000. And, you know, 40% of 600,000, I don't happen to have that on hand. All right. Yeah. But because they're on a copay plan, they were very limited in what they had to pay. They have capped out. They're done. It's over. And it's very clean. So, you know, you've got to look at different things other than, oh, just what is my deductible? Because that might not be as significant as you think it is. And with all of our plans being copay plans, many times you can take a lesser price plan with a little bit higher deductible and it not have that significant of an impact because we're not focusing on that deductible number. We're focusing on what am I going, what's it going to cost me every time I have something done? And with this, with the our plans, you know, because they're all just set copay plans. So don't take your eyes off that deductible number. Actually look at your benefits. You know, and people all the time, they're like, well, I can get this cheaper. Well, you can, but let's look at it. Are we comparing apples to apples?
Right.
Or are you saving $150 a month just to turn around and get on a percent plan where it's going to be 40% of you don't know what? And at that point, any, you know, marginal savings of, you know, less than $200 is eliminated.
Well, it scares me when I see people, well, I'll go to the exchange, which is great for people that need that. But yet they're going on there and acting as their own health insurance professional and choosing their own plans. I mean, it just, you need a professional to go through that.
Right.
And we've got that at Avalon HR. And we've got the plans to be able to say, okay, here, let's look at what's going to be best for you. And again, Stacy does a fantastic job with our clients doing that to make sure is right for you.
Right. We're talking to a client now, and they were concerned about some very specific drugs. Well, we were able to look it up, and I could tell them, your employees will pay this much per refill on this drug.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because it is a very defined copay. And not, again, for, in this particular drug that I was looking up is a $7,000 drug.
Wow.
Yeah,
there's a few of them out there for sure.
There's a lot of them like that.
Yeah, and on our plan, that drug's going to cost you $200 a month, whereas if you're paying 40% of that, well, you can do the math. You know,
I can't.
I have the ability. I just do not have the desire.
Okay.
Okay. I'm very realistic with myself on that, especially math. But it's just things like that to keep an eye on and consider. We work hard every time our renewals come around to make sure that we are doing the best that we can for our clients. I spend literally months fighting, screaming, yelling, crying, sometimes cheering, because it's just we want to make sure that we have a product that can be used no matter what state you're in. You're not tied to seeing a doctor here in Pensacola if you need to go to the Mayo Clinic or anywhere that you have a policy that will allow you to do that. The other good things about PPO, our plans, they don't require a referral if you need to see a specialist.
Right, that's big.
That is huge. Now, caveat to that, the specialists themselves may require a referral from another physician, but our insurance doesn't make you do that.
That's interesting. So you're listening to Pep Talk this morning, the Pensacola's expert panel. We have our experts, Stacy and Kirk, here from Avalon HR, 850-437-1620. If you've got a question, y'all are covering a lot of interesting
things. And, you know, we want people to know that before they make a decision to come on board with Avalon, we're going to go through all this with you. We want you to get all these questions answered to make sure this is the right right fit for you. And you do that by calling 850-475-1555. Ask for me, ask for Stacy, ask for Chip. Any one of us can help you with that. Again, 850-475-1555. We're down on 100 South Pace Boulevard. If you're a person that would rather walk in, come see us. Just come on in and say, hey, I heard you guys on the radio. I've got some questions around health insurance. What would it look like if I came on board with you guys? We're here to help you to make the most informed decision that you can. Benefits are a big deal in attracting and retaining talent.
Absolutely.
And talent is still hard. I mean, we were talking to someone this week about some tests that needed to be done for a person in their family. And the hospital told them, you know, one of the issues of that we're having to schedule this test so far out is we don't have the staff.
Mm.
We don't have the staff. So staffing, regardless of what industry you're in, is still difficult. But having the right benefits will help you attract and retain the best talent that you can get.
And you provide some others as well, in addition to the medical.
Oh, absolutely. We have dental, vision. We have all your worksite products like short-term disability. Our health insurance provider has added some great services to the plan. This year, they've added a mental health and behavioral counseling.
Oh, that's key.
Hotline, instead of having to make an appointment, you can just call. So that is wonderful. We do offer 401k plans that you can come on as under our master plan, so you don't have to pay the startup fees and all that yucky stuff. You just join in under our plan. We've got flexible savings accounts, which is a good way to set aside tax-free dollars, lower your taxable income to pay for those copays. Amazon has an FSA store. For any of our employees out there that have FSA, you've got till March 31st to spend those dollars, and you can do so on Amazon. They make it really easy.
I just learned something. I did not know about the Amazon FSA store.
I did not
either.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you. That's so informative. That's where we are.
I didn't want to blow past that. That's important.
I was in a meeting the other day when I said that. Both the people in the meeting were like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a hard stop for them. They were like, hey, you can do that on Amazon? I'm like, yeah, Amazon has a dedicated FSA store. You can just shop from there.
Interesting. Okay.
That is great to know.
And, you know, I watched that. It's something I watched very closely. It's like I explained to them. We had somebody who elected like $3,200, I guess, in FSA funds and hadn't spent a dime of it. And I know for a fact they had a child this last year. So I called him and I was like, hey, you have to spend this money by March 31st. You had a kid. Like, I know you could use this. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, I didn't, you know, I completely forgot about it.
Oh, my goodness.
First of all, I was like, how do you forget about $3,200 of money?
Yeah.
But you know, I'm not going to let people let that sit. You know, I will contact you and say, hey, you're coming up on this deadline. Here's the ways to spend your money. But, you know, things like that are absolutely no cost to the employer at all. It's just a nice benefit. Heck, we even have Christmas Club, and I forget about that all the time. But we can set you up a Christmas Club account. Come Christmas, you'll have a few hundred, maybe $1,000 extra dollars to do a little Christmas shopping.
Well, that's smart, too.
A lot of great things we can do to
That sounds great. All right. So we are about a minute left. I think we need to get to your website, phone numbers, ways people get in touch with you. And again, the initial consultation is free.
Always. Oh, absolutely.
Always, yeah.
It's very important.
Just go to, you know, AvalonHR, AvalonHR.com. You can reach us there. Again, 850-475-1555 is our local number here. While we are located in Pensacola, we do business all over the country. And you guys, I know people from all over the country listen to your podcast. So please contact us. And again, 100 South Pace Boulevard, if you want to just come in and see us. Our hours are 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Please drop in. We'd love to see you.
All right. Thank you both again. We've been talking with Kirk Waters as well as Stacy Oren with Avalon HR. That website one more time.
AvalonHR.com.
And phone number?
850-475-1555.
All right. Thank you both so very much. Very informative today. Really appreciate you coming in. Have a great Wednesday.